I encourage you to stop giving fear, failure, rejection so much of your power. Just stop it. Knock it off. Just stop it. Stop giving fear and failure and rejection so much energy.
That's Lisa Jimenez. And this is the Depression Detox Show. And welcome back to the Depression Detox Show, where we share ideas and stories to help you live a happier life. I am your host, Malik Josephs. Happy Friday. Thank you so much for vibing with me today as we have speaker, author, and coach Lisa Jimenez debuting on the show today to teach and encourage us to overcome failure. Here's Lisa Jimenez. Enjoy.
The next word is failure. Like, what comes up for you when you hear failure? Write the word failure down. And then write whatever comes up for you. What connotation do you have to the word failure?
Poverty.
Okay, good. Poverty. Excellent. So every time you have poverty or feel in poverty, every time you have failure or feel failure, your belief is poverty. Okay, do you see the limitation there? Failure is inevitable. It's gonna happen. In fact, Freud said of a small child, if a one-year-old has not had a serious fall within their first year of life, they're being too closely guarded. They're being too closely guarded, and that's called smotherhood. We have smotherhood. We have smotherhood in our life. Like, if you haven't had a big fear, Ricky, if you have not had a fear this last year, then you are being too closely guarded. Like, if someone said to me, Lisa, what's the stepping stone to success? I'd say, well, fail 12 times. Or fail 17, yeah, just fail. Just get comfortable with failing. It's the equation. Failure plus failure equals success. Retrain your brain today, people. Retrain your brain. Get comfortable with failure. Embrace it. It's okay. Who cares? Everybody's so focused on themselves anyways, they're not noticing you failing. Believe me. And when you fail, like if I fell right now, what would happen? You would get endearing to me. Really, you would say, oh my gosh, is she okay? Oh, I feel so bad. How embarrassing, the speaker fell. Okay, so failure actually causes you to create a connection with people. Here's the point. I encourage you to stop giving fear, failure, rejection so much of your power. Just stop it. Knock it off. Just stop it. Stop giving fear and failure and rejection so much energy. Stop focusing on it. So what? It's just a step to success. It's just a step to success. One step. Stop giving it so much power. Come on, you guys. This is a game. You can play this game. You play the same game with yourself. Whatever success means for you, you tell yourself, self, it's going to take 7 people to reject you. Embrace it. So every time somebody rejects you, you say, thank you. Thank you for the opportunity of me sharing my product with you and you rejecting me because I'm getting so good at rejection. Next person, thank you for rejecting me. You gave me my opportunity to share my resources with you or my speaking engagement with you or my book with you. And you said, no, you're helping me getting really good at rejection. I'm not kidding. Play the game. This is a game. So play a game. Play a game with yourself.
Big thanks to Lisa Jimenez for stopping by. And as a takeaway, maybe this week, start to look at some ways that you can overcome failure by facing it head on and doing something that scares you, something that causes just a little bit of trepidation. All right. If you'd like to connect with Lisa, you can go to her website, lisajcoaching.com. Her Instagram is Lisa J Coaching. That is also her YouTube. Her book is entitled Mindset Reset: How to Retrain Your Brain and Transform Your Life. And if you'd like to watch the entire talk, you can go to YouTube and type in, "Are your beliefs serving you or holding you back?" Lisa Jimenez. All right. I'll have links to everything I just mentioned, along with a link to the entire talk. They will all be in the show notes or show description below the episode, so you can go and check that out. And that is a wrap for me. As always, I truly, truly mean, I appreciate you. I hope you have an amazing rest of your day. I hope you have a terrific and fantastic weekend. And I will see you back here Monday. So, until then, stay strong. Later.